Welcome to this episode of the ASI podcast. And today I'm delighted to say I'm joined by John Waite, who's head of MX development at Havas, the marketing services agency group. So hi there, John.
Hi, Brian. Good to be here.
Thank you. So, John, we're going to talk today a little bit about attention. And this is obviously a topic that's had more than its fair share of column inches in the last few months, and indeed,
yeah, for sure.
you've been a great proponent of the idea of measuring attention through the various methods that obviously exist and various different suppliers. You've been a supporter of this for really quite a long time, I think, when you were at Karat, and obviously now subsequently at over at Havas. I mean, why? What first got you interested in this, and why? I mean, given all the various other possibilities that might be trying to attract your attention, as it were, what was it about attention measurement in particular that you thought was?
Yeah, I think the challenge we sort of started with was we sort of didn't believe that just buying on impressions on a sort of cost and reach based model was leading to a good place. You know, when all we were considering for lots and lots of brands was how do we buy as much reach as possible for low cost, the cost of that is increasing all the time. And we're just in a world where we're in a race to the bottom for price whenever we're either competing for business or, you know, trying to renegotiate contracts. So the reality is the cost and reach thing wasn't really working for anyone. And there's a separate reality of, you know, the definition of reach in different channels is completely different. So have I actually reached a person, or is it just a device? You know, leaving aside things like ad fraud and bots and everything else in the digital ecosystem, even across kind of traditional media channels, those definitions are, as we know, is kind of different and a bit spurious. So it started from a place of, well, there's so many impressions, and if I use the digital ecosystem as a, by which I mean online advertising, so online video display, etc., you know, what we've seen happening there is if you're a publisher and I'm an advertiser or an agency, and all I want is cheap reach, all that incentivizes is for me to put ads all over my web page. You know, and how many websites do we now go to that could take 5 minutes to load up because they're all the ad tech in there, all the ads they're trying to populate? Terrible consumer experience, terrible user experience. But hey, I've got some reach, right? And that incentive was kind of wrong. So we're saying, well, in theory, you know, impressions and reach is infinite. You can create that. And, you know, and if we don't have it on this website, we'll build another one that's made for advertising that has no, you know, value to consumers. So the challenge came out of that was, well, are we trying to buy the wrong thing here? What we really want is user attention. You know, impressions are infinite, but user attention is really, really finite. And, you know, I think kind of Mike Follett at Lumen and the IPA and TVision did some work to quantify the difference between media consumption time, I think 299 minutes a day on average, but only 9 of those minutes are people actually looking at ads. Yeah, and that's the divide, the gulf that we have between kind of reach and actual attention to advertising. So that's what kind of got us interested. It led down a whole new path.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this has been a topic that, yeah, we've been talking about since I was a boy, you know. So since I first entered the industry, people were always looking for proxies of attention, weren't they? People were talking about first in break or first right-hand page or outside back covers or whatever. And what they're really talking about, of course, is grabbing people's attention and being noticed. And now I guess what's happened is we now have a way of measuring this or quantifying it in some way so that we can put a value against it and say, well, actually, the value is driven by, you know, a real sort of verifiable set of numbers, as opposed to someone going, well, I think an outside back cover gets a, you know, an attention factor of something.
Yeah. I think I used to spend a lot of time talking to Mark Greenstreet at Dentsu before he retired, and he would say the same thing. It's like, we've sort of done this before, impact weighting and sort of quality GRPs or TVRs, all of which were aiming to bring an element of sort of quality of inventory or media and their likelihood to have an impact to the sort of currency or the JIC. But yeah, the reality is the sort of methods are either reliant upon, you know, sort of user diaries or quite laborious methods. And I guess that's the big change, is the rise in current technology, you know, the ability to tap into a device and turn a camera on and actually passively see if user attention is occurring is the biggest kind of reason for the shift.
Yeah. I mean, so Havas have embarked upon a fairly major program, I understand, with Lumen as one of the suppliers, obviously,
yep.
the I'm sure other people are involved as well. Could you just describe what this covers and over what geographies and sort of what the extent of it is?
Yeah, we sort of realised that what you need is the data at scale. And you know, I've spent maybe 5 years working with people like, you know, Professor Karen Nelson Field and with Mike Follett and others in the attention kind of research space to say, hey, look, this is worth pursuing. And the challenge when I joined Havas was, okay, well, how do we get the data across all of the channels, formats, devices that we need to help build this into our planning and buying systems so that we can consider attention alongside reach and frequency and cost in that process. So we conducted a sort of RFI of the market and decided that Lumen would be best place for us to help us gather that data at scale. So yeah, that's a 3-year partnership that we've committed to with the guys at Lumen to effectively collect attention data across all of the stuff that we're buying so that we end up with an attention database at the center. That's across the main scope is for digital, so across domains and formats, a domain and format level, attention averages. And we know that there is a stretch of attention. Yeah, that can be down to creative or targeting, but some of it is down to the inherent makeup of the format, how big it is, the device that it's on, how viewable it is, etc. So we're after the averages to say, hey, right, that MPU on The Guardian, on average, if I have decent creative, etc., what level of attention could I expect? And that gives us another metric to think about alongside cost and reach and, you know, potentially things like performance KPIs, which I'm not sort of fully sold into. But you know, ultimately, we talk about the sort of the little A and the big A of attention. The little A being, can I quantify that a person was there and that any attention was paid at all? And then there's a bigger question mark over the value of more attention. And that's what we're trying to get to. So at the core of it is gathering the data. Once we have that data set, and I think we've currently collected around 2 billion impressions worth of attention data from this partnership, we're looking to do a number of things. So one is to one of our goals is to move away from spending so much on the open marketplace from a programmatic point of view and into curated marketplaces where we've pre-vetted inventory and scored inventory for lots of things like ad fraud and all the kind of things to get us to a clean impression, but also attention. So in this meaningful marketplaces, as we call them, we have 15,000 domains and publishers, all of which are scored for attention using the Lumen data to give us an idea of minimal attention and attention potential. And that helps us to curate inventory sources before going to market and buying them. The second part of the partnership is allowing clients to measure their campaigns live using Lumen's lamp tag technology. So they can measure in campaign how much attention they've had and post campaign and ultimately optimize following that. And that was the kind of critical part, because with anything that's quite new, you're asking clients to pay for it. That's the biggest difference. We're not. So Havas have stumped up the cash for this. So we're funding this from the center because we fundamentally believe it's the right thing to do and that it's an approach that we should be taking. So at least for this kind of 3-year term, we're funding for up to a certain number of impressions, the tracking and tagging of attention for digital inventory for clients to prove the concept effectively.
I mean, are you doing this across the Havas network? I mean, including the creative agencies, or is it?
That's a good point about creative. So mainly it's across the media groups, the Havas media group. We are sort of periphery looking at the creative side. So I'm interested, I talked earlier about attention averages and that's useful for media, but to understand the way the Lumen model would work is to give me a score once it's been tagged, but it's based on average exposure to that format. It doesn't take into account creative strength. You would need to probably do some kind of pre-copy testing with either a Lumen or someone like a Realize to maybe understand the impact of that creative versus the pool average. To sort of weight the score afterwards. Yeah. So, we're definitely interested in kind of working with the creative side of the business to potentially build that into our sort of production capabilities and do that up front. But that's probably needs an additional partnership to get there.
I guess this also works at the other end as well, doesn't it? Because we have to prove at some point that, you know, reach per se is not the only driver of sales or profit or whatever it is you want to measure as the outcome.
Yeah.
And so it would be rather interesting to know whether or not high levels of attention correlate well with outcome measures of whatever type.
Yeah, and this was a subject of a sort of reasonably public debate I had recently with Byron Sharp, Professor
Indeed.
Byron Sharp. But my point was that two things are the same. The way that reach is calculated across different channels does not always take into account a minimum of attention. A person doesn't have to be present in all calculations of reach. And that varies by market, it varies by channel, as well you know. So my first application of attention data is incredibly boring. It's actually just to adjust reach for presence of people. And that's, 0.1 seconds of attention minimums that help us to adjust reach factors. So when I talked about building planning tools, that's one of the first applications. So I can adjust reach curves based on that adjustment factor, in effect.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that we often sort of forget, that people get carried away about, they're looking at, I don't know, readership figures, for example. If you go back in the old days, readership figures, but actually that's an average issue. That's somebody seeing an average issue of a publication, not a specific issue, and certainly not a specific page, and definitely not a specific ad. So what you're doing, I guess, is narrowing this down to getting some idea of whether or not someone's actually physically got the opportunity to see and is actually noticing an execution.
Exactly. And it's kind of level setting across channels what an impression or an impact means, and trying to get us to a consistent, there's no sort of industry standard across different channels, which we all know is a problem for cross media measurement. And I think, if we can say, right, has to be served for first and foremost, viewable opportunity to see, and then with a human present, that's kind of it, right? That's all we want to know as a buyer of media, is am I buying a unit of media that's likely to be seen?
Yeah,
And
well,
then it's a question of,
are you buying an audience as opposed to some, something that might somehow create an awful lot of impressions, but not necessarily doing it in your?
I think that's a problem, right? We've had 10 years of sort of digital buying, where the platforms and the algorithms have taken over, and context has been completely forgotten. We've got great audience data, and we can find, the perfect person, but context and the content to some extent have been completely forgotten. I think that's what I love about the attention stuff, is it's bringing back the importance of where we put ads, as opposed to just how we get them there, the pipes, and who we're talking to.
I mean, this is very philanthropic of Havas on the one level. I mean, you're doing what obviously an agency is supposed to do, which is you're reaching an audience, you're quantifying the audience, and you're getting much closer to talking about people rather than some sort of notional number of impressions or something. I mean, presumably clients' reaction, I would imagine, from my experience, would be, well, that's what we assumed you were doing anyway.
You're right. Yeah. That's kind of part of the challenge.
I mean, and would be the so I mean, do you see clients ultimately sort of paying for this? I mean, for example, can you imagine clients building bespoke programs which maybe they use attention in particular ways that particularly reflect their particular requirements, and sort of bolting on bits, as it were, to your base measures? Is that how, and then presumably you can make some money out of it too and charge premium for doing
I
that
think
kind of
that's
thing.
what we're seeing. And I think the expectation, to the point you just made, is that, when we buy media, there is at least a baseline level of attention that we believe it to be achieving before we would even consider buying it. I think that's what we're going on that journey now. And, we've used viewability to do that in the past, and other methods of quantifying an impact. But I think, that onus is on us, and I think that's why we're paying for it. If it becomes a question of, the reality is, and I think what we're seeing lots in the industry now is more debate around advertising effectiveness and how attention can play a role for that. So, the work I've done with Karen Nelson Field and with Lumen in the past demonstrates the relationships between attentive seconds and brand recall and brand consideration and stats and all this kind of lovely stuff. And ultimately, more is better, but that's different for every single brand, for every different product. That curve is not going to look the same. So every brand needs to understand, for their own particular challenges, what level of attention is potentially right. And I think Karen talks about shapes of attention, where you start to bring in things like sound and the importance of, branding and audio cues. So visual attention is sort of the little A, the baseline that I think that we're kind of working towards, but there's a lot more to be established around the impact of things like creative, for example. So I think, we are sort of paying for the the bit that we believe is our job, ultimately, to wisely and sensibly spend clients' money on media, and then kind of helping them establish programs to understand the impact and the value of more or less or greater attention.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and our client, I mean, clients are, it seems, an awful lot more involved. Well, not it seems, they are an awful lot more involved in media decision making than they ever were in the past, for 101 different reasons. But presumably, this is something in which you're getting an awful lot of support from clients, I could imagine. I mean, I could imagine people saying, well, yeah, the more we understand about this, the better informed we are when it comes to making decisions as to both planning and indeed buying, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the few things I've worked on in the 15 years where there's very little pushback. Normally, how much is it going to cost me? But it's nice to be able to say, man, nothing at the moment. Yeah. But yeah, it makes perfect sense. And I like it because it's not rocket science. You know, if media that people look at and ultimately might look at for longer is better and more effective for your business. And if we can help you to quantify that and make better investment decisions, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Now, where there is a bit of a challenge is that flies in the face of, you know, currently, for example, how agencies and clients are contracted and KPI'd. You know, we go to pitch versus other agencies with pricing grids and commitments to lower pricing over the next however duration of the contract, 3 years, 4 years. And often, you know, attention-based planning leads you down a path of wanting to buy better quality media at higher CPMs. So, you know, the ways in which, I guess, agencies and client contracts work at the moment, which is very much about driving down the unit cost of media, doesn't consider the value of that media and how effective that media might be. So where we get into sort of difficulty is around, you know, sort of marketing contacts at clients obviously want to do this and love it, but then you get it, the procurement conversation happens, and well, hang on a minute, how's that going to increase my CPM? And then you're into a whole new conversation about ACPMs and different metrics. So that's where there's going to be a little bit of a period of adjustment, but it's nice to see companies like Ubiquiti, for example, putting attention on their radar. So their new Panorama framework, and obviously massive auditor in the UK and across multiple markets, you know, they have attention in their Panorama framework as something they're considering for digital. And I think as a proxy for or an indicator of media quality, I think that media quality element is going to be really important. You know, I asked the question at the time, are you going to be considering, if I go to pitch versus another agency group and we've, you know, selected a load of high attention media at higher CPMs and they've gone, we can lower the price by 25%, how are you going to compare those two things? And that's where there's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I think that's probably a subject for another podcast, in fact, probably a whole other conference, because, you know, I think the way in which agencies go to pitch and the way in which clients judge things and the way in which auditors, and nothing specifically against Ubiquiti, but the way in which auditors by and large have judged things in the past and tried to compare apples with oranges whilst pretending they're apples with apples,
yep,
has not really needs an awful lot of revision, an awful lot of new thought, I think.
Yeah, but it's that cost and value equation that's going to be the key piece.
Really. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we've sort of made the mistake of thinking that what clients want to do really is buy impressions. Of course, what clients really want to do is sell beans. I mean, they're not really that impressions.
Well, yeah.
Impressions, yeah. A stepping stone towards selling beans. And, you know, as long as that relationship holds, let's go and buy impressions. But as soon as it doesn't hold, and I suspect it's not holding very well at the moment, just because of the way in which we define impressions.
Yes.
So people look for other ways of defining things and other ways of maybe becoming a little bit more sophisticated in the way in which they plan and buy their media. But as I said, a whole nother debate.
That's the immediate task and what the attention stuff is helping us with, because understanding based on the plethora of research that is now out there that, you know, attention time and attention to ads correlates well to your point, beans outcomes, yeah, what they really want. That's it's a proxy for, not right, but it's a proxy for potential outcome to occur. And I say, look, there's no effectiveness without attention, without any attention. And, you know, worrying how many teams, you know, you speak to in the past, maybe sort of in the digital trading space, who would turn off something like viewability to increase clicks, for example.
Yeah.
So they're saying, right, I got a click from an ad that was not even viewable. Well, it's a completely valueless click, right? But it's the incentive framework is completely wrong. But ultimately, if we can say, right, we have to have some form of attention, that helps us get further towards that outcomes piece.
Yeah. Okay, well, this has been very helpful indeed. And of course, you and indeed Mike Lumen are Mike Follett, I should say, of Luma are both.
He gets called Luma Mike. I get called the attention guy. So we both got, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably worse names, you know. So, you and indeed Mike Follett are joining the ASI conference in Nice, and you'll no doubt be expanding on these points for the delegates that are there. And so we very much look forward to seeing you there. And thanks very much for joining us today, John.
Brilliant. Thanks, Brian. Nice to speak to you.